Here on Regional Radio, and we're catching up with the Great Life Regional Manager, and that is Josh Black, as Great Life has taken over the operations of portion of the Heritage Hills Golf Course as part of the transaction with the City of Moberly. So how's the first few weeks on the job been?
We've been at this about a month and a half, I think, since we got started. Things are great. We got the clubhouse all cleaned up. Golf course is looking good. They had about 120 members in the past per year, and we're up to 160 already. So our model seems to be making a dent in the market, which is great.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about just what Great Life's role is here at Heritage Hills.
Well, Great Life in general is a great company. It melds fitness and golf. And our company motto is to enrich the lives of people through golf and fitness, and we do a great job of that. Great Life, in this instance, partnering with the City of Moberly, we are here to manage the property in its entirety. They have contracted with us to do that, so we manage the property. We install staff. We take care of the finances. We do all that, all the fun stuff we get to do.
Yeah. So just you talk, as I mentioned, about just taking over all the operations. When you take over a new course, and I know you guys have a lot of courses, specifically in the Kansas City area, some others in western portions of Missouri, like the Ozarks, one of your pinnacle ones as well, what's the process of doing that survey and knowing what you need versus what you could do?
Golf is a funny business in that we're working in a bunch of different fronts. So there's always what physical needs do we have on the maintenance side, what physical needs do we have on the customer side as far as the clubhouse, golf carts, things like that. And then there's there's organizational needs. What staff do we need? How much staff do we need? How many computers do we need? How many point of sale spots do we need? How many beverage carts do we need? There are all these different things that we run into. This golf course in particular was set up fairly well, and the clubhouse is new. It needed a little bit of freshening up, but we got golf carts that we need to redo. The maintenance staff has some needs as far as equipment is concerned. Equipment hadn't been updated in years and years and years. So we always look at those. We got all these little things we have to look at. Now we have a really great manager on site in Eric Brown. He's doing a good job. We have some good inside staff. We have TJ Hayes outside, who's doing a phenomenal job. And then we've got another understudy coming in named Zach Kimbrough, who's going to just keep the ball rolling and keep the golf course great.
So evaluate the golf course itself.
Golf course is, I gotta be honest with you, I haven't played the golf course yet.
Well, we gotta fix that.
At some point, been a little bit busy, but the golf course looks fantastic. These greens are super fast. They like to keep them really fast. You got old school green structures. You got a lot of what we call mono slopes. We got slopes going one direction. Keeps things feeling even faster than they really are. It's cool. You know, it's part of the golf course is over 110 years old. So you got a lot of very unique golf landscape relative to the golf market out there now, where you have golf courses built in the 60s, 70s, and then, you know, earlier than that. This has got some unique little bumps and humps and funny little spots where, you know, you look at it, it's just got a lot of character. You know, a lot of old trees and a lot of funny slopes, and it just has, just, it's got a great feel to it.
Again, Great Life Regional Manager Josh Black joining us here on Regional Radios. We're talking about the transition of ownership between Orscheln and a partnership between Moberly and Great Life. Now, when it comes to trying to decide on making some changes and some of the stuff you were alluding to in the process, how does that, I guess, get persuaded to the communicated to the City of Moberly, or is it something you guys just do, or is there something that you guys just contribute out of your own pocket?
Sure,
how's that work?
That's a great question. So we are just here to we do manage the property, and the golf course becomes an affiliation of what we do with the rest of Great Life. So when people join here, essentially they get to play all the other places we have. That's the affiliation part. When it comes to paying the bills, we do pay the bills, but we're paying the bills for the City of Moberly. And then when we have capital needs that we have, we have a threshold that that sort of is at our discretion, and then there's a dollar amount that we get to where we go and report to the city, and we go through a bidding process and do all the things that that are proper. And we always keep in mind that we're fiduciarily responsible to the people of Moberly. Even though this is our golf course to run, it is their money in the end, and we're responsible to them on how we spend it and what we do.
Now let's talk a little bit about just the overall business model as well, because that's going to be a little bit of a change going into 2019 as well for specifically Heritage. And you guys actually have some pretty cool memberships that really tie into your affiliates. You want to tell us a little bit about those?
Absolutely. So with our pricing model is broad across the spectrum of our golf courses, and we have these different levels. This one happens to fit at our champion level. So anybody that joins here is going to join at a much reduced cost versus what it was in the past. And then they have the ability to spread their membership across a bunch of different golf courses, including my golf course in Boonville, Hale Ridge, Eagle Knoll in Hartsburg. We have Green Hills and Chillicothe. And then when you get into the Kansas City market, we've got Drum Farm. We've got Blue Springs Country Club. We've got a bunch of other champion-level golf courses. They have access to those. They have the same access that they would have here. So if they have a cart lease and a membership here, they show up there, throw them a cart key, and away they go. They play golf at no additional cost. We do have some golf courses that are up a tier, cost a little bit, and then we have the golf courses like Osage National and Staley Farms, and they're up another tier, and it's another added cost, but it is a greatly reduced cost relative to what you would pay if you just walked in off the street. So pretty cool. And then you know, there's some other stuff that we have. We own a bunch of gyms, and we own a bunch of pools, and of course anybody that has access to golf has access to all those at no additional fee. So it's a neat structure.
And just to finish things off here with Josh Black, Great Life Regional Manager. So we're talking about the transaction from Orscheln to now City of Moberly and Great Life. Just what excites you overall about taking over this property?
You know, I'm just a few years into living in Missouri. I didn't realize how big Moberly was, and obviously I hadn't spent a lot of time in Moberly. Getting to know some of the people, you guys have fantastic people in general in Moberly, and then you guys are very fortunate that your city folks, your city council people, your parks and recs people, your city manager, well, just great people. I mean, so good to work with, so honest, so detail oriented. They're just like me. They work their butts off to make this project go, and it's great. You got great golfers. We got a great golf course, and we're in just a really, really good spot, and we're close to our other golf courses, which is great. So we're gonna have a lot of ability to share members and share things. So it'll be wonderful.
Appreciate the time, Josh Black, and glad to have you here in Moberly.
Thanks, man. Glad to be here.